Thanks for having me, Mike, and good morning, everybody. My name is Stuart Lamb. I own a biodiesel plant down here in Stuart, Florida. And I've been in the biofuel business for over 7 years here, and we decided about a year and a half ago to embark on building a biodiesel plant using a very special process that would revolutionize the way you can make biodiesel. And what we've done here is we are using resins and enzymes in a way that's going to revolutionize the process necessary to make biodiesel out of waste products such as used cooking oil, we could use trap grease, we could use any junk type oils and greases to make a very inexpensive biofuel, biodiesel, and make it cheaper than anybody else in the industry, and therefore produce gallons into the public domain at a price that would be more than competitive than anybody else in the United States. This process, by the way, that we're using is unique, and that we are the only people in the world today that we know of that can use this process of enzymes and resins to produce an ASTM specification 6751 biodiesel at a competitive price that is probably cheaper than anybody else can produce in the United States. We're very, very, very proud of that. We employ 45 people. We're a family business. We're here in a sleepy town in Stuart, Florida. Now, I embarked on this process to find this unique way of making biodiesel because I thought it was the right thing to do, and because I thought it was part of my continuing service to this country. I'm an ex-fighter pilot out of Vietnam, and I appreciate, and I certainly think that providing service to our country is the greatest thing that I could possibly do. And therefore, I embarked on this because I knew that there was an RFS2 program in place that would enhance my ability to be successful. Without these mandates, without this criteria, without this support for the United States government, I cannot make this fuel and put it into the marketplace and compete with major oil companies. I just can't do it. And I can't provide a cheap fuel. I can't provide a fuel that meets the criteria of the RFS2 without these mandates. So how do you start something like this? I'm a small businessman. I had to go out into the marketplace, and I had to go out and borrow some money to get this process started because the United States government says to me, look, if you can meet the mandates, if you can meet the mandates that we have for the criteria in the EPA puts up for the fuel, and if you can meet those criteria, and if you build the plant using your money, we will supply you with the guarantees from this RFS2 program to make you successful. But you have to go into the marketplace first, and you have to build the plant. You have to hire the engineers. You have to put the people on the ground. You've got to build the plant. You have to make the fuel to meet the specification, and then we will give you the support necessary for you to succeed. So I went to my bank. I went to a small bank here in Florida. I said, look, here I am. We have this great opportunity. We have this great opportunity to provide service to our country here and to do something to build a nice facility here that will employ 45 people. They said, fine, Mr. Lamb. And they said, okay, we think this is a great idea, but you know what? We need to see this support that you're going to get from the government. So I pulled out a piece of paper, and on it was the RFS2 program. They said, let us look at this. And they went and they researched it. And they said, and they came back to me and said, you know what? Because of this, and because of your integrity, and because of your good name in this community, we're going to jump on board. And they did. And we built the plant. And we built the beautiful plant. And we've got the technology that works. We're making gallons every day. We met the standard. We met the standard. We met the standards of the EPA. We met the standards of the Treasury Department. We met it. And once we met it and we made our dollars, we were proud. We were proud people. And then we find out that the mandates aren't there anymore. They've changed the rules. But wait, I built this plant. I hired the people. I put the boots on the ground, and I made my commitment work. And it's not for what we did wrong. And it's not because of our inability to meet the commitment that we can't succeed now. It's because the United States government has changed their commitment to me. So now what do? I have to go to the bank and say, look, when I signed on these documents, I had an implied co-signer in the RFS2 program. I had an implied partner, but the partner is gone. And they look at me and they say, well, we're sorry. We're sorry. But we're looking to you to pay this. And guess what? I'm in a difficult position now. I'm in a position where I, without this support, without this RFS program, we face bankruptcy, and I may have to put 45 people out of work. So how do you think about this? Yes, ma'am.